But one of the things we're going to be praying for, we're going to be praying for God promised that, or God has been placed a demand on us that he wanted a dwelling place. And part of the reason why he wants a dwelling place is that he wants to unpack his possessions, right? And then part of those possessions he talked about to reestablish his tributaries. And if you know anything about the tributaries in the garden, they brought forth healing. And we have been declaring that that Legacy Life will be a disease sick-free zone. And we realize over the last several weeks that's not something that we just pulled out of our hat, our pockets, or other hidden crevices. We didn't just pull it out. But before the foundation of the world, God had already released that for us. I don't know if you got that. It wasn't anything that we just decided that we wanted to do because it sounds good, because we would love to do that. But before the foundation of the world, God had already selected us to be participant and to be a place where he dwells that would be a disease sick-free zone. Now, I know to look at it, you heard the comments today. We were praying for several people that are out because of sickness or some other ailments. And we know we have people here that probably right now you're feeling some pain. We got Sister Jackie right now that's doing better, recuperating. She had to go into the hospital, Jackie Howard, this past week. So there's a lot of things going on. So when we look in our natural eyes, it may seem like a contradiction. But how many know God says what he means and means what he says? And so some of these things that we're going to experience, some of the things that are happening with Legacy Life was for a set time. And we talked about that, that 2020 was going to be a year of elevation. And we encouraged you all, we encouraged us, even myself, I had to work on some things, still working on some things, because we said it was imperative that we do whatever it takes in order for us to free the weight, in order that we may elevate to the place. And we urged you because we said that God was no longer going to be functioning and operating on this lower level. That we needed to upgrade because this operating system would no longer or could not take the new software that God was going to download. And I don't know how much you really dive into the word, but there were some things that the word talked about. Matter of fact, when it came to John the Revelator, there were some things that God would not allow him to speak, although he could see. He couldn't speak. There were some things that were shut up for such a time as this. The word also talked about in time past, he winked at our ignorance. But those days are behind us. As we get closer to the finish line, I don't know if any of you guys, if you got any NASCAR fans in here? Well, I like a good NASCAR race. I've just got to tell you. I won't necessarily sit there and watch it on television. but I will go. When you get into that place, and it's just, I don't know how they do it. If I was driving, I'd just have to crash just so I can just take a break. But for hours, they're flying around the track. But as they get closer to the finish line, they begin to maneuver. They begin to lock in. They begin to do all the things they've been practicing to do to finish the race. I know you didn't come out to hear about NASCAR. But I'm telling you, there's something about the excitement of being in that place. Being close to the track, watch it. I mean, literally, those cars are like inches away from each other. And you don't know how. They're skillful. They are driving at accelerated speed, inches away from each other. And you can feel the debris just coming off the track, and it's hitting you upside your head. And you're just, those folks are crazy. They love it. Being in the excitement. So in the natural, so in the spirit. Today, when I was praying, I said, God, what is it that you want to say to your people? And he's been talking to us over the several weeks as we, like I said, we transition into 2020. And he said that 2020 is not 2019, 2018, 2017, you know, all those preceding years. And he said that he mentioned to us that that those were all behind us. And now that we're at a place of elevation. And we had messages, you know, several weeks ago, we talked about the perspective from a higher place. And we gave you illustration, we gave you scriptures. And at one point, I stood up on the bench and I was giving you a demonstration of what it's like to be elevated above. I have the advantage being 6'3", and you know, I see things that you guys don't see because you're at eye level. But there's something God was speaking to us. He was saying that I need you to come up, and we took you to Revelation's fourth chapter, and we begin to dissect through the word. Where he was talking to John, and he said, John, let me tell you something, home biscuit. I need for you to come up higher. Because what I want to show you, you cannot see at this level. And so there's things that are happening. There's things that are going on, even in your own life. There's challenges and there's things that are happening to you, but you really can't see beyond those situations because they're in your face. I don't have time to go into it, but God gave me 21 keys, 7 keys for the Father, 7 keys for the Son, 7 keys for the Holy Spirit. And he began to reveal things to me. And you may have heard me say this before, but I'll say it for those that never heard me say it. And it's this. One of the keys he said this. Within every person, there is a child. If you get the attention of the child, you'll get the attention of the person. Did you hear me? Within every one of us, there is a place, there is a child. There's things, so often we try to deal with the person that we see. But the revelation is, not from a condescending perspective, but from an understanding and a patient perspective. If you get the attention of the child, the little girl, the little boy, and them, then you'll get their attention. And so often, sometimes, we're just too close. And one of the things that he said, that in those situations, we need to take a step back in order that we can get the bigger picture. But in this season, God is saying, I don't need you to step back. I need you to step up. And so as we've been going, and we talked about the week after that, we talked about the responsibility of the remnant. And we talked about you as being a remnant. And we began to celebrate each and every one of you guys. Now, I know today it could have been, you know, I had to take my eyes off of the natural. Because the naturals was at 10 o'clock, we were ready to go. And, but there was only a few folks here. I had to take my eyes off the natural and remember that in this season, God is dealing with those that remain, the remnant. So it's not about the number. It's not about the quantity. But it's about the quality. Those that we gave you the explanation of a remnant. We're remnant, I'll just back it up. The remnant talks about the things that remain. And we gave you stories about how God always had a remnant. And I asked God, why is the remnant so important? And he said, because the remnants are the true blood. Those are the ones that did not mix. So when you go throughout the history, throughout the Bible, God has always, he blessed his people. And he would say, okay, I have a place for you. I have a promise for you. I have a place for you. But when you get there, I don't want you and your sons and your daughters to mingle. I don't want your sons to take on the daughters of the people in the land. He's always said that because there has to be a true blood. Are you with me? But they didn't listen. They did what they wanted to do and they would mingle. I guess I could imagine if Sister Snushna looked so fine that some of the brothers had, they were like, well, I know what you said, God, but oh, Lord Jesus, she looking mighty good. I understand. But the truth of the matter is, obedience is always better than what? Sacrifice. And so we begin to move forward as we begin to come up. So we recognize that remnants have a responsibility. You have a responsibility. And we begin to talk to you 2 weeks ago. And we begin to say to you that the responsibility of the remnant is to build a bridge between that which will be judged and that which will be saved. So each and every one of you guys have a responsibility. And so we encouraged you and we said to you that this is not the time to be soaking in your own stuff. I know you may have legitimate reasons. I know you may have all of that. But the truth is, right now, there's things that are going on and God is requiring each and every one of us to come up higher. Amen. And so today, I know I won't get through it because I already see some things shifting. But if I had time, I would walk you through Genesis a little bit, where God made a promise to Abraham. Genesis 15, 18 through 21. He made a promise to Abraham. that he would make him the father of many nations, and that his seed would be blessed. And those that bless him, they would be blessed. And those that would curse him, they would be cursed. And if we have time, we would talk about, we will walk you through the life of Abraham. And in the midst of his life, you know, God gave him a direct word. He said that your descendants, that you will have a son. But somewhere along the line, he decided, well, let me help God. You know the story. And he got the handmaiden of Sarah, who kind of encouraged it. Because when he told Sarah about that she was going to bring forth a child, she kind of laughed. Because she knew, wait a second, I'm about 70, 80 years old. When she got the message, she wasn't quite 90 yet. When the baby popped out. But you see my point. So she kind of chuckled. So they decide to help God. And we know how that ended up. We don't have time to take you through history. But till this very day, there's conflict with God's people. And the blessed descendants of the offseed of Abraham. If I had time, I would take you through Genesis 8, 28, 13, where it talks about Isaac. 26, chapter 3, for the son of Isaac. Then he confirmed his son Isaac. And then Isaac, Jacob. But the point that I really want to make today is that we have to learn to trust the process. We have to really learn to trust the process, because it's not always going to be picture perfect. It's not always going to be clear. It's not always going to be laid out sweet by and by. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be warfare. And you're going to get in the mix. I mean, Abraham, he wanted to help out God. But because God had promised his seed would be blessed, even the off-breed, God had to honor his word. And then he had Isaac, and Isaac was a little bit more passive. You know, we can go and try to find some things on Isaac, but really, Isaac was kind of passive. Matter of fact, he didn't even go pick out his own wife. And Rebecca, you know, because where Rebecca came from, she was a little bit more strong-willed. How many strong-willed women we have in the house? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. Because where the man is weak or passive, a strong woman will step up. Perfect illustration, Isaac, passive. I ain't say nothing to you. My watch talking back to me. Like, I didn't hear you. I wasn't talking to you. Strong. It was a lady's voice. But the point is, and so Isaac was favoring Esau, but Mama Rebecca was favoring Jacob. We don't have time to get in the story, but the point of the matter is, conflict came. You get a chance, read the story. And because she was strong-willed, she dominated the situation, and Jacob was the one that stole his brother's birthright. I mean, we can go into a lot, but the truth of the matter is Esau really didn't even care about that. But the point of the matter is God had a plan. He told Abraham that I'm going to make you a father of many nations and that your seed would be blessed. And so there was a lot of things going on. There was a lot of transitions going on. But the point, again, I want to tell you is you have to learn to trust the process. No matter what it looked like. So today, wherever you are, those that are watching, wherever you are, whatever has creeped into your life or whatever you have allowed in your life, and you may be looking straight forward, eye to eye, with what you think is your permanent situation. Can I tell you, you always have the promise or the word that God has given you to fall back on. Amen. And so even in this situation with Jacob, and you guys know he stole the birthright, and he used to be, he was named, his name meant like supplanter. He was the deceiver. But even that, God would not allow anyone to void his word that was spoken that he promised to Abraham. And so Jacob, as you know, he had 12 sons. He had an encounter with God. He had a dream. He had a ladder experience. Jacob's ladder. But the significance of that is that he had an experience of a ladder that went to heaven from earth. And there was a ascending and descending experience that was happening. Now let's fast forward to 2020. God said to us, to you, that we have to come up higher. But he just didn't tell us to come up higher. He gave us a prophetic word. And that word was, let me remind you, he said that we have left the shoreline. And the wave runner is moving upstream to a designated place. You remember that word? And he said, in that designated place, there is a key that he has given to us for such a time as this. He didn't give it to us 2019. He didn't give it to us in 1999. He didn't give us to 2005. He said in 2020, I'm giving you a key that has been hidden from you for such a time as this. And this key is the key to the door of access. So remember Jacob, he had an experience, and it was, you know, an encounter with God where he had this dream, and it was this ladder that there was an ascension and gave him the ability to go up and down from the heavenlies to the earth. God is telling us now that I'm telling you to come up higher. But when you come up higher, I have given you a key of access. So now you don't need a ladder, but you have a supernatural ability to go to the heavenlies from earth, to go in and out, to go up and down. Oh, phone is off the chain. This phone never done that. See, there's all kinds of stuff that try to distract us. But I'm here to tell you that you are in the right place at the right time. Don't worry about who's around you. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't worry about who said what. We need to get center focus on what God is saying. Because it never was about us. It's not about you. I don't want to break the news to you, but you got it going on, but it never really was about you. It's about him and what he has placed in you. Remember Jeremiah 29:11? God has positioned in you a plan. And that plan is not to harm you. That's the first thing that comes out of it. Because when you have oppositions, we want to take it as something negative. But all that means is you're going against the norm. That you are going against the world, which is a good thing. And you're going the direction of what God has for you. And he said, if you trust the process, that I have for you will not bring you harm, but it will bless you. And if you work it through, it will get you to an expected end. Your destiny. Are you getting that? So today, I just want to leave with you that there are more things that are waiting to be unfolded, unpacked in your life when you push through and trust the process. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to figure it out. You just got to trust God. If he said it, he meant it. The question is, what did he say to you? Jumping back, I was looking at the 12 sons of Jacob. And you know, Jacob, he had to go through some things. He kind of robbed his younger brother, or his older brother from the birthright. But then when he went to get married, his Laban was just another one of those bloodline folks. And so he kind of tricked Jacob. He said, oh, okay, you can marry my daughter, but you're going to have to do some work. So he worked. He worked about 7 years, and then it come time for the ceremony, and so they go through the ceremony. It's time for the honeymoon, and he break the veil up, and it's not Rebecca. I mean, it's not his wife. Well, yeah, it was, but not the one he wanted. It was Leah, because and the father. And Laban wasn't a father, but he represented, because the father really was absent. He was there, but he wasn't there. And so what happened was he went to the rule that we don't skip over. We're not going to marry the second and leave out the first. So if you want this, you got to marry the first. But he didn't tell him that at first. So he said, if you want her, you got to work for her. So for about 7 more years, he worked for his bride. And this time, he got Rachel. but he had Leah. But then through the course of all of that, he looked around. He's like, man, I got an extra family here. I need to accumulate some things. So he worked about 6 more years. And through those 6 years, he was able to increase cattle and, you know, read the story. There was some things that God helped him with, because in spite of his trickery, because of God's word to Abraham, God still was moving and blessing. Which should encourage you to tell you, no matter what's going on in your life, whether you jacked up or didn't jack it up, or whatever the case is, whatever promise God made to you, he's going to work it out. For he that has begun a good work in you shall, he's faithful to perform it until its completion, because his word will never return to him void. So if he said that you're going to be a millionaire, you're going to be a millionaire. If he said that you're going to be a world changer and shift the nation. If he said to you that I'm raising you up to be able to impact the next generation, young people. Then you don't get discouraged about what's happening. You just trust the process. So anyway, so the point that I was making with the story is that he worked, it took him about 20 years, Jacob that is, to come out. But when he came out blessed. Which 20, remember 2020, 20 represents a cycle. That when it is completed, it brings redemption. See how all that's flowing in? So here we have, and we're about to close. Here we have a situation where God promised Abraham, and Abraham had sons. And we can go through the whole scenario about generational blessings and generational curses. There's some things that has been chasing you down through generations, generational curses, but I'm here to encourage you to say there's also generational blessings. Are you with me? And my wife said it vividly today. I don't know if you caught it. He said, yeah, there are curses, but you can't have a curse without a cause. And if you ever heard me when I'm out there on a limb, when we talk about cause and effect, I like to reverse it and I say effect by cause. Because then it puts me in the driver's seat. Because if I ever have an outcome I don't like, all I got to do is change the effect. Oh, you didn't get that. See, too many of you guys have been, or changed the cause. Too many of you guys have been just accepting stuff that's happening in your life. And God said, he is saying to you, even now, he's saying to you, you don't have to accept lower level stuff. You don't have to accept what people are saying, naysayers. Because if you accept it, right, the cause, then there's a natural effect that's going to happen. But if you don't want those results, all you have to do is change the cause. Is that making sense? And so you guys are powerful folks. Ayana. I know maybe in 2017 you had a focus, had a goal, had saw some things happening. 2018 you were in on a roll, fulfilling the goals and knocking them out. In 2019, you were there fulfilling the goals that you had set into motion. Then all of a sudden, a speed bump. Someone nasty, someone rude, someone that just stood in your way as an obstacle. And I know it wasn't the way you really saw it when you really, you know, okay, this, and it was moving. And then you come face to face with an obstacle. And I don't know if you were here. I think it was about probably 2018 where we talked about the now of God. And we gave you an acronym. And the acronym was, no opposition will win. N-O-W. And then we talked about if you reversed that, you had W-O-N, which is won. And I'm here to tell you, I want to encourage you today, God, you just didn't get those dreams and those goals that you set. That was something that God placed in you. And that there's nothing that could stop God from fulfilling what he's promised in you. So I'm here to encourage you, girl. Don't worry about what it looks like. Don't worry about what it may seem like. You are in the right place and you have not lost a beat. So you have to trust the process that I shall be. It shall be fulfilled. Your heart desire of what you saw. And remember, we've been trying to get you guys to work that IDP. And we said that you take a walk in the future. And whatever you see, that's the proof that possibility exists. And now you use God's strategies to fulfill it. I'm telling you, Ayana, you haven't lost the beat. If anything, you gain reinforcement. Because now you got a family that you can come into agreement. And not only that, he's blessed you with child. That through that seed, they will fulfill the same thing God promised you. Your baby can receive the promise. Oh, come on. Mary Ellen, I know you've been serving faithfully, girl, for years. The nation. I know the last time you were here, I know they were like, yeah, God's not finished with you. But I wanted to get to you, and I apologize because I got sidetracked with some other things. But I want you to know God is going to give you rest. And you're about to receive the dividends of all of your deposits that you placed in other people's lives. And yes, the work's going to continue, but he's going to send you little mini-me's that will work the vision. And God is saying even now that I'm going to bless you. Not only bless you, but I'm going to bless your seed. Go figure that. Because God said that there is nothing impossible because you have done so much. I even hear that he's going to, even now, he's going to bestow upon you a Mother Teresa anointing. But he said, I don't want you to do like her. See, she gave it all up. But God said, I'm going to bless you so you can bless others. And I'm going to finance the vision that I've still placed in you that has yet to be fulfilled. And it's not going to be a broke thing. It's going to be a blessed thing Financial blessings will come your way. So when you see what needs to be done, you don't have to beg, plea, or borrow, because God is going to bless you to make it happen. Just because I want to jack your name up, Lady T. God, you know, there was a saying, God's ears are not, what is the saying? To hear, but God's arm is not too short to, or whatever, to box with God. What was that? No, there was a thing about boxing with God. To box with God. But the point that I wanted to tell you is that God is saying to you, you don't have to fight. I'm going to fight for you. That's your primary responsibility, is to close yourself up to him. That's it. You don't have to worry about how it's going to be done. You don't have to worry about when it's going to be done. He's already proven himself to you on some things. But he said that you have not even seen. I didn't even let you see really what I'm working behind the scenes on your behalf. But he said, all I want for you to do is draw closer to me. So close that if you think a thing, it's already done. God is going to bring you everything you need, the support you need. He's going to give you the stability that you need. He said, don't worry about trying to make it work. Just spend some time with him. God is shifting some things because he wants to isolate you, because he wants to spend time with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So it's not in the people, but it's in your time dedicated with him. And watch God move on your behalf. Girl, you have not even seen what God's going to do in your life, because you're a woman of power. And he's going to send some guards to protect you. Father, even now, I decree and declare, dispatch angels, Lord God, to guard her. Even as she's going to go in this incubated stage, this cocoon kind of stage, where she can work it out with you and you can work it out with her, and that everything concerning her will be protected until such a time, Lord God, that you unfold her to the world. Ha, God, everybody. Come on and stand to your feet. Shokorabashete. Father, even now, we speak, even you, Ted, we speak over your body. And we call your body to come into alignment. I even hear, you know, the part of the story about Jacob when he wrestled with God, he wrestled with the angel. The last part of that before he left and he was asking him to bless him, his hip was touched. And when his hip was touched, it kind of like. So, Ted, I know from a natural standpoint, you keep in shape. And I know you've been having some other ailments and aches. But I'm here to tell you, God wants to break your hip. touch your hip. Because he has made you a promise. And he's saying to you, just trust the process. Take your eyes off the natural and trust the process. This is your time. This is your season. But I know your heart needs to be mended. Allow God to mend your heart so he can reside in that space. Yes. Come on, just lift your hands up. And Father, we decree and declare in advance, Lord God, that this atmosphere is a disease-free, sick-free zone. We thank you, Lord God, because we are a dwelling place for your glory. And I thank you for each and every one. Crystal, I thank you for Crystal. I thank you for Rosa. I thank you for Nadja. I thank you, Lord God, for Iris. I thank you. I thank you for every member of this place. Father, and we decree and declare those that are watching that even now that the hand of the Lord will visit you right now. And I want to encourage you, if you're in the Orlando area next week, next Friday, come join us 7 p.m. We're going to have Awake Orlando, and our spiritual father, Apostle Joshua Fowler, will be in the house. Come and experience the prophetic. The 21st, I'm sorry, not next week. The week after that. The 21st. Next week, enjoy Valentine's Day. Father, we just thank you for your people. We decree and declare that they will trust their process, your process in their lives. In Jesus' name.